Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Our Jennifer Gould standing by. Jennifer.
Nancy, just as justice was handed down in the Idaho murder case, a chilling new horror erupted in court. Christy Gonsalves, the heartbroken mother of victim Kaylee Gonsalves, received a menacing death threat during Brian Koberger's July 23rd sentencing hearing. Here's Christy addressing Koberger in court.
So while I'm disappointed the firing squad won't get to take their shots at you, I'm confident that the men in prison will have their way with you in more ways than one.
The sinister text, which is now circulating online, read, quote, "Sitting near you in court and watching you is a joke. You know that Brian is innocent. Making threats to Brian about getting raped in prison is very silly. I am in contact with a lot of serial killers," end quote. It shockingly continued, quote, "I've been put in contact with a wannabe serial killer who is in Moscow, Idaho, and I have given him your address," end quote. Steve Gonsalves, Kaylee's father, confirmed the chilling threat is now under active investigation. He revealed the family immediately passed the message to their attorney, who is working with authorities to unmask the texter. Koberger, 30, a former criminology PhD student, pleaded guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder and burglary for the horrific November 13, 2022 stabbings of Kaylee Gonsalves, 21, Madison Mogan, 21, Zanna Kernodle, 20, and Ethan Chapin, 20. He was handed 4 consecutive life terms, plus 10 years for burglary, controversially dodging the death penalty. While the Gonsalves family fiercely criticized prosecutors for, quote, "making a deal with the devil," end quote, they also expressed profound gratitude for the opportunity to speak out in court and, quote, "set the tone," end quote, feeling empowered to confront Koberger directly. Meanwhile, Dylan Mortensen, a surviving roommate who witnessed a masked, bushy-eyebrowed figure inside the murder house, has embarked on her own arduous and highly publicized healing journey. Mortensen bravely faced down killer Koberger in court. Listen.
"He is a hollow vessel, something less than human. A body without empathy, without remorse. He chose destruction. He chose evil."
Dylan has successfully raised over $50,000 through a GoFundMe campaign in just 2 days to support her recovery. Mortensen, who faced backlash and even death threats herself, expressed profound survivor's guilt and the fear she's felt since she found out he snuck into their home and killed her best friends. Her fundraiser covers trauma therapy, relocation, privacy, and improved security, allowing her to courageously rebuild her shattered life after the tragedy and search for peace. While Koberger is rotting in jail, the grieving families and a shaken community can finally begin to find some measure of closure. However, several questions continue to haunt the case. The motive behind the slaughter remains a mystery, and where is the murder weapon? But as Judge Stephen Hippler sternly advised during sentencing, seeking why only grants the convicted killer the very power and attention he desires. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Merit TV, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check local listings for channel assignment. And follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. Nancy.
Thanks, Jennifer. More crime and justice news after this.
In a truly shocking act of alleged abandonment that defies belief, a Missouri couple stands accused of leaving their baby at the Livingston County Courthouse. Jeremy Lamp, 36, and Jessica Lamp, 31, arrived with their infant for a mandatory drug screening critical to an ongoing child welfare case. Jeremy's test was negative, but Jessica's mouth swab returned a positive result for methamphetamine. A Children's Division official immediately informed the couple they could no longer jointly care for their son due to the failed test. Presented with options for the child's safety, Jessica moving out, Jeremy and the baby moving out, or temporary relative care, the couple denied all solutions, In an astonishing display of disregard, police allege Jeremy then callously pushed the infant's car seat towards a county official who desperately warned them they could not leave the baby behind. Despite this clear warning, the Lamps allegedly exited the courthouse, abandoning their defenseless infant without clothes, food, or any plan for his care. Officers noted their departure was, quote, without remorse and without ensuring proper care, end quote. Authorities located Jeremy and Jessica about an hour later. Then Jeremy reportedly confessed his twisted logic to police, stating he figured he would leave the child at the courthouse since, quote, they were gonna take him anyway, end quote. Both Jeremy and Jessica Lamp have now been charged with child neglect. And finally, the terrifying silence of a smoke shop parking lot shattered as 18-year-old Emma Marine unleashed a primal scream, transforming from victim to warrior. In a horrifying flash, she turned the tables on her would-be abductor, Theodore Michael Tundidor, delivering a masterclass in defiance that earned her the St. John's County Sheriff's Office's first-ever Fight Back Award. The attempted kidnapping was caught on surveillance video. Listen.
You won't see it!
Tundidor had just robbed the smoke shop before trying to drag Emma by the neck towards a stolen truck, intent on abduction. But Emma's spirit proved unbreakable. Her fierce, relentless struggle, amplified by a quick-thinking bystander, rattled Tundidor, forcing him to flee. This courageous resistance directly led to his capture and felony charges, including kidnapping, robbery, and grand theft auto. Officials and experts say she did everything right, screaming, fighting back, and getting away. Emma Marine's raw courage is not just a powerful headline. It is a battle cry for anyone facing danger. Nancy.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.